Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Midday Joy with Unati.
Oh, Kaya 959. Dumelang, Modisele sisters. Bona. We are so excited for you guys. Hore, you're on the show today. This is so exciting. I love it. Your voices are beautiful.
Aren't they?
Hi, Lalela. On the streets, on the air. Kidieketseng mo, Jabulani. Thank you so much.
Hey, people are excited.
Kidibona. Samyanzela, Udieketseng. We're doing the things, we're making the parts.
The right things. So listen.
Yes.
We'll play Maribu Sing later, don't worry. More about you.
Yes.
What interests me is sisters, like the Williams sisters, it's very rare to have the same passion outside of your bloodline.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you mentioned something even more interesting to me about your souls being connected.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to hear more about that?
Yes. I think our Midday Joyers want to hear more about that.
Absolutely.
Because you've all done radio.
Yes.
You've all done television.
Yes.
Acting.
All done acting. Presenting. Yes. And now the explanation makes sense.
So I think at some point in your life, you have to seek out a little more meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all at the point in our lives now where we're kind of... it's become redundant to have a very on-the-surface way of living.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in diving in a little bit more, you come into contact with things like your birth chart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So in that discovery came the realization that with putting all of our numbers together, so respectively, it is your date of birth, your month of birth, and your year of birth. Mm-hmm. You put all of those numbers together, and at the crux of it all, not both, because Rifo.
So mom,
Rifile, Buntle, and I all come down to a 9. Yeah. And 9 is synonymous with what you'd imagine a disco ball to be. So it has extreme reflexive energy.
Mm.
So it reflects the soul, and people that experience you get an incarnation of themselves through that.
So can I dedicate a song to the three of you before we go to ads?
Absolutely.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
I can't hear talking about you.
Watch him. Miss Miley Cyrus.
Please, Batong, Buntle Modisele, why are you not on radio? Such a beautiful voice for radio.
Hi, Sis Onati there, and the ladies there, the three musketeers. Oh, Sis Onati, thank you for a great show. Buntle, you're my favorite niece person in the world. I wish one day she can meet you in person all over her birthday. Yo, her birthday is on next month. Oh, she really, really loves you with all her heart.
Oh, Nana, but that's how
you find the niece is 25.
It's okay. It's okay. Actually. My favorite is, oh, my daughter loves you, and she's 6 months old. I'm like, oh.
Shout out to our niece.
Yes.
We have to do that.
Who's probably listening?
She's probably listening.
How old is she
she's
now?
Two years,
oh, gorgeous,
two years old.
Gorgeous girl. So November she'll be 2 years old.
November the what?
The sixth.
Almost.
The sixth, guys. No, not nine. I'm sorry. No, that's
whose birthday is she born on? No, she's born on my birthday, the 6th of November. What do you mean?
That is wild.
I told you guys, today is gonna be over. Okay.
No.
6th of November is my birthday, 1978. I need to just focus on my birth chart, and then next link I'll tell you what my number is.
Fantastic.
6th November, 1978.
I love you already.
So I'm going to be calling my niece on her birthday. Is she turning 3?
2.
Is she turning 2?
Yeah.
So she'll just give you a nice big squeeze and a kiss.
How has mommyhood changed you?
Ooh, a great deal.
Not changed, influenced you, because I don't like that term. How has it influenced you?
A great deal. Spiritually, physically, mentally, you realize or you filter out all the noise and all the things that you made important that never ever was before.
The streets, for one.
The streets. The streets gotta go.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
And so a lot of things make sense. My relationship with my partner has become so much better. I mean, I've been with him with the longest of time.
Yeah.
But I've never known
him. But you don't understand love until both of you have created a seed.
100%.
Yeah.
So I'm learning him as a father.
Oh.
I'm learning myself as a mother. You know, and I'm seeing a lot of myself.
And you're learning your mom as a grandmother.
100%.
How much did that hurt your feelings? Because me, I stopped being important the moment I gave my mother grandchildren.
You see, you can arrive, and as long as your kids are there, the grandmother doesn't see you.
They don't even greet most of the time.
Exactly.
Okay.
But she is the light in everyone's life. She's brought so much grace, so much joy, so much peace, so much love, and so much light. And I just know that her purpose and her being is going to be significant. And so my role as with her father in raising her and becoming the person she needs to be is paramount. But I know we'll do it.
Amang. 34 minutes after 12, you can speak to the Modisela sisters. Pretend like I'm not here, okay? I'm just pressing the buttons. You can leave us voice notes if you want them to answer any of your questions, if you have any questions to ask them, or if you want to chat to us live on air. The voice note number 0636880959 and the telephone number is 086-00-00959. Midday Joy is voting for You Cannot Unhear This. Where are the polls at the moment?
All right, so currently on Twitter, you can also have a look. It's at Kaya on 959. And so currently, You Cannot Unhear This. Obviously, we're playing TLC. This is, what is that jam? Ain't Too Proud, Too Big. Mm-hmm. We're currently sitting on 85% for yes.
Thank you.
And 15% for no. Oh. The only way we're going to play it on the show is if you vote yes. So please continue to vote.
Yeah.
It is in our favor right now. So shout out to you, girl.
Ain't Too Proud, Too Big. If I want it in the morning, if I want it in the night, I ain't going to be proud
today. I'm going to ask you.
We just played you something from Trompies, an old school one.
Bogoto.
Exactly.
That's what the feeler says you were singing, Buntle.
Yeah,
I don't even know
baby.
If you were alive when I can this.
No. No, she was present, mother, and a baby. Yeah,
no. I was like, oh,
why am I catching owls? I don't understand.
I don't understand the change in the tone in your voice, young lady. Let's start there.
I had to assert myself, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you find you have to? Because I feel like they know. And we were talking about this off air before we get to the Mbogoto conversation.
Yes.
Do you ever have to? Because I feel like B and Fifi kind of know how vocal you are, because it seems like whenever there's something to say, they just look at you and you're like, yeah, I'm a bit happy to that.
And that's exactly how I was growing up.
Right?
Like microphone all day, every day.
Who's the loud one? Is it you?
Refile is the loudest.
Refile.
No, guys. Yeah, I love how that was so easy for us. Let me tell you, I think she's actually the loudest. Mm-hmm. They say I'm the loudest, but I really think she is.
But it depends.
I'm older now, so I'm very like. You know,
but it depends on what our definition of loud is. Yeah, I'm is loud like? In the sense of being very opinionated.
Absolutely.
So I don't often filter myself. Sure. But you're loud in terms of volume.
You're like
in projection.
Projection.
No, like, Fifi, don't worry. Don't worry. I get it all the time.
It's not a bad thing.
Don't worry.
It's not a bad thing.
I get it all the time, Fifi. He's when I get told. No, don't worry. I get told all the time. Unati, performance voice. Performance voice.
And then
even our producers said, respect my mics with your guests, Unati.
You did say that.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm trying to bring it down now to a dignified level before we go to ads. Mbogoto, what does that term mean to you and how does that make you feel?
Yeah. Sure. In all honesty, I think we're, what year are we in now? 2021?
2021. Mm-hmm.
It's very tiring to hear it. Yeah? And that's just the honesty of it, because it's a narrative that's been there forever. We're tired of the idea, be strong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you being in the essence of your femininity, just as a girl.
Yeah.
Yes, or as a woman. Yes, there's the idea, you gotta be strong. But it's like, babes, you're being strong for what? In which
at
spaces? You know, it's not necessary 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's tiring. The narrative of Mbogoto is tiring. It's been a beautiful thing, but I think it's done its time.
It has. We want to be soft.
Yeah.
Okay. We want to be, gentle. We want to be sensual. Yeah. We want to have what we want to have. And obviously what comes with that, Mbogoto term is everything that you need to take, in essence, that is not that doesn't have to be your portion.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be for you. You don't have to take. And obviously there's so much that women are responsible for.
Yeah.
Within themselves and their families. So what more when you are a matriarch?
Yeah.
What more when you are responsible for yourself, for the life that you give, for the, you know, and then to then have external factors and external things, continue to press you down and to pressure you and to do all of that. And then at the tail end of it, to remain silent.
Yeah. Yeah.
As if you have not been hurt, to look like you have no issues, to look like you have no problems, is a tall ask and so unnecessary.
And so overrated.
We're tired.
Yeah. So overrated. Yeah. A beautiful message coming through courtesy of Zola Hashatsi.
My former co-host.
Phenomenal.
He says, I just love you guys, Bontle, Candace, and Fifi. Oh, thank you, Kai 959. Thank you for choosing us, Midday Joyers. Right?
Candace and Rifilo, I'm so honored to hear you guys on air. I wanted to know, how did you guys keep your relationship together as siblings and do the same thing as siblings? And your Bundla Mudisela, you really inspire me. Your journey has been so powerful, especially Candace Mudisela. I love you and you're my biggest inspiration. And I love the fact that you're saying that you're not the author of your life, but you submit. And yo, I love you guys so much. From Makhati Matopa, I love you.
We love you, Makhati.
Do we answer?
Yes, absolutely. You must quickly. We've got a minute though, because we need to get back to TLC.
Yes,
I think
you must answer, please. It's a very important question.
I think what keeps us together is the love. We have a godliness that's in us that's always been able to keep us united, and the love from our mother, and the love amongst ourselves. You know, each relationship has its ups and downs, but one thing for sure is that we have a synergy amongst us that keeps every energy that is outside from coming within.
Because energy is everything, and the three of you know, and I've seen this, you know how to protect your energy.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, definitely.
The sister dynamic is absolutely beautiful, but there's a day-to-day kind of routine.
Mm-hmm.
Who's always late?
Bundla.
Yeah! Unashamedly. She's on brand.
I don't know why I need to be put on blast like this. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think we need to.
No, because money is on the other side. Money is listening. And money doesn't want to know.
And we were just talking about how much we love money and we work for money.
You know,
and how money loves us.
No, I apologize.
For work, she's on time.
Mm-hmm.
But family events? Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you
Let's
know.
Let's just correct that, yeah.
I mean, we got a baby.
Yeah.
You know.
I got you.
You understand?
I got you.
Get it.
I got
she
you.
Was late even before the family dynamic, so please.
Girl. Ah, again.
Next one. Who's the most stylish?
Bundle.
Sorry. Did I die?
Sorry.
Did I die, sis Candace?
I think it's me.
So you're all stylish.
I think so. Me. I think we all have like a really... Candace, speak for yourself.
We all have our idiosyncratic style and how we approach our fashion sense.
Yes.
Yeah. So I feel like it's just definitely your class. Your class.
Yes.
Right?
Classic. Yeah.
I don't think I have one...
Chic.
I think she's like
she's like quintessential urban chic.
Yeah, but you've always kind of had that like chic,
stylish. Yes,
she wants to be a girl.
Yeah.
Who spends the most money?
Bundle.
I mean, guys,
I make it.
Money loves me.
Yes, money loves me,
mm-hmm.
and she wants to be spent because she knows she's going to be made again.
Yes,
exactly. So you are abundant. You don't.
I am abundant. Exactly. It is that cycle.
Yes.
I've got you.
Loving relationship between myself and money.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It's loving.
You get it.
In there.
I'm so happy to be hearing your voices on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. Boo, 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 boo.
Boo, 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 boo.
I remember this friend of mine asked me this one time, Hori, when I answered the key, Gawena, with the Mudisela sisters. Mm-hmm. But bottom line is that I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot even choose between you guys who do I love the most.
Okay.
Because to me, you have always portrayed the image of being one. So maybe that is the reason why it's so difficult for me to choose. And one of the leading things that I love about you is the fact that you do not compete. There is no competition amongst you. You know, with siblings, there's always going to be a competition there and there. But with you, there is none of that. Mm. You are the biggest cheerleaders for each other. And you see that, that, my sisters, is what I love the most. And it's one of the things that makes me wish that I had my own system. There's a lot of things that I love about you. But for now, let me just say from my heart to God's ears, may your relationship remain stronger day in and day out. Kemi Chabalala from the Vowel Triangle loves you so much.
I love you guys.
Mamelan, good day, Sisnati. The Modicella sisters. Mm. You know, I got a text from my girlfriend saying that my crush Candace is on Midday Joy. I can't believe that I don't have my headphones on the day she is co-hosting the entire 3 hours. I guess I'll have to, don't worry, I guess I'll have to rewind later because we have an app with Global. Oh my gosh. Yeah. This is Voya from Davidson. Can you get ladies go and have lunch while I play some songs and then we'll come back and we wrap up the show.
Right. We'll save you some.
Please do. Zinzi sends us an email as we were listening to After 7 with Ready or Not. Zinzi sent us a message and she says, hi, Siswa. I've honestly been sleeping on your show and now that I know about it, I'll definitely tune in every day. And to the Modicella sisters, you've just made me realize how much I want to see my siblings win.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I love that.
It's
love
rare,
it.
Hey?
Love,
yeah. It's rare. Because you see sisters and...
Yeah,
just
people in general.
Sure. Yeah, good
wave.
Gooby.
Yeah.
Midday Joy,
I
want to talk to you.
Hello, everybody. The Philway, Bunte, Candice. This is Uncle Ike Gladdy, your uncle. I left you when you were very, very young. I'm abroad. I'm so happy for you. I've been following you on social media. And I'm so, so happy for you. I'm glad you guys are on the same radio that I used to work for. I'm happy they're looking after you, giving you a platform to voice yourselves out. I'm so happy for you guys. The next time I come to South Africa, it will be my first priority to come and say hi and see you. I hope you are big girls now.
They are.
We definitely are.
Do when I left. I love you so much.
We love you.
I'm sure mom is shaking
mom
and stirred
is
as well.
Out.
Tell us about Uncle Ike.
Oh, Uncle man. Ike has been, how can I say, it's one of my mom's closest friends.
Yeah. Are we talking about
back.
The Ike?
Ike Gladdy.
Oh my god.
The legendary Ike Gladdy.
Oh wow, ladies. Okay.
Yes.
A humble drop.
So I guess, you know, he's been very close to our family, very close to my mom. So he's seen us literally from kids.
Absolutely.
To up until this point and been very supportive, you know, throughout. Yeah. So, Malume Ike Gladdy,
Realebuka, thank you so much.
Raito Roko Botswana, Realebuka.
Now, Ricardo.
Hey, Queen, how are you?
I'm exhausted. I'm good. I'm exhausted.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, it's only been 2.5 hours. How is your life with
right,
all of
with
this?
All this energy?
This is all I want to know.
I mean,
what's it like?
I think it's beautiful, man. Just seeing them, like, together and just witnessing, like, their energy. It can own, like, it's so infectious that... If you're going through a bad day, like if I'm going through a bad day, just being with them, like just like, man, you guys make like this life thing so like beautiful because like outside there, there's so much like negative energy.
Yeah.
People are going through so many things, people, you know, but being with the Modicella sisters, you know, I've known Buntle, you know, I've been with her for like 13 years now.
That's phenomenal,
you know?
Guys.
So I thank them so much. Like they've been such a blessing in my life.
But it's living testimony it's living testimony to our culture. Because we don't marry the person, we marry the family. And just watching all four of you interact today has been absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
What brings you joy?
My wife brings me joy. My daughter brings me so much joy, you know. Being in love brings me so much joy, you know, because it gives me like the prospects of the future is like, I know, like, even if we don't know what's going to happen in the future, it's just like knowing that I have them in my life.
Yeah.
It's like, I know I'm going to be happy forever.
Of course.
Period.
Fifi, what brings you joy?
Sure. Knowing that I wake up to being very present in everything that I want to accomplish in my life, mm-hmm. and you know, being able to experience and feel the God in me, and execute that out through my purpose. So my joy is my inner, it is my essence, it is being able to live in my ebb, and unapologetically so, and also love. Love is such a big factor for me, to be able to give that love and also receive love. That gives me so much joy, because, you know, life can be tough. Things can be so negative in life, and love, I guess, is just the healer of many things.
Candace, what brings you joy? I know I've asked you this question before, but you're allowed, it's allowed to evolve.
And it always
with
does.
With the presence of your sisters here.
Absolutely. I think the gift of life, which we take so for granted in the here and the now, gives me so much joy.
We're living on borrowed time.
We definitely are. Borrowed breath, borrowed time. That gives me so much joy. Having the opportunity every day to fall in love with myself and my life and my family and everything that contributes to the fullness of my grace, that gives me absolute joy. And being present for that, as mentioned by Refilwe, it gives me utmost joy. So it all comes from within. It all stems from within. Because without the invitation to joy, you can't receive nor give it.
Sure.
So I invite joy to exist through me and to emerge through me every single day. And obviously, that's a God invitation and an invocation. And what? And my name is Joy. Absolutely.
Dumelo.
So but I am Joy. Faith and joy.
It's
like,
it's beautiful.
Facets of that. So,
Buntle, what brings you joy?
Man, it's hard to articulate it, but I guess it's my active role in allowing joy to exist in me.
Because that is a choice.
It's a choice.
And it's an active choice.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, so I allow joy to live and breathe in me and through me. And what I give, I receive. And so my husband makes me the happiest woman alive. My baby makes me the happiest mother alive. I've got amazing sisters. My mother.
Mom, you give us joy too.
Yes, love mom. She's our number one joy.
We have been raised and dressed and coated in love and in joy. So, so we can only exude it, and it comes back tenfold. But life itself and God.
That's it, absolutely.
It's the stereotype that we're experiencing right now. It feels like you ladies arrived 30 minutes ago, but it's okay. I'll deal with the fact that you have to be out of here.
But do we have to, though?
Do we have to?
Let's talk about this.
Rules are meant to be broken.
Rules are meant to be bent, and I feel like you should come back to co-host another show.
Exactly. Yes.
I feel like we could make a reason for Heritage Month.
Yes.
Then the next month is Halloween month.
That's right.
Then the next month is my birthday month and my niece's birthday.
Absolutely.
We share a birthday. And then I think festive, obviously, I mean, we must kaofela. And then we must open up the new year with Happy New Year. Happy. And then it's Valentine's in February. And then it's Easter in March. I mean, guys, I can find a reason. Thank you. I love you.
We love you.
Your energy is so anointed.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Yeah. When I see you, you are living proof of what I always say. I don't like it when we say we are our ancestors' wildest dreams. Because then we're insinuating that we are better. No, we just have the resources.
100%.
So when I see you, I always emphasize that we are our ancestors living. And I see you and I see you and I see you. And I see your ancestry. I see that you are fulfilling the dreams they've had for your lineage, for the name Modisele. Because when we speak kwaXhosa, we say ndifeze kisamaphupha kwaNkayi, which means you are making the dreams of the Modisele ancestry come alive. So I pray that God continues to bless you ladies, so that you continue to bless us with your gifts.
Thank you, sis.
Thank you.
You guys are phenomenal. I love you.
Thank you.
We love you. We're
Papa,
adio,
you.
Baby.
We
baby.
Honor you.
Middle sister to middle sister,
baby. My alignment.
So my man, I get from three incredibly gifted women, to one incredibly gifted woman who's literally looking at us over the rainbow I say be the love that you want and be the love that you need.
Midday Joy. Joy with Unati. Rewinding. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.